Dear students, this time we deal with some exercises on Sobolev spaces. But first, some new notation. In an open set U in Rn, we define the space of bounded gamma Hilder functions for some gamma in 0, 1 as C0 gamma over the closure of U. That is, the functions f in C0 of U such that the Hilder norm is finite. What is the Hilder norm? Is the sum of the supremum norm of f and the Hilder semi-norm, which is the supremum of the ratio between f absolute value of f of x minus f of y divided by the norm of x minus y to the power gamma for x and y in the closure of u different, of course. This is for gamma positive. Instead, if gamma is 0, we set simply the C0,0 norm to be the supremum norm, so that C0,0 is simply the space of continuous functions on the closure of U, as it is intuitive. Notice that if gamma equal to 1, we have Lipschitz functions. And now, we say that the function U in L1 lock admits a weak gradient du in L1 lock with velocity Rn if there exists such functions, such function du, which satisfy this equality, that is, the integral over U of U divergence phi is equal to minus the integral over U of phi against scalar product against the U for any phi C1 with compact support in omega with values in Rn, so it's a vector field. For P in 1 infinity, we define the Sobolev spaces W1P of U as the set of LP function over U such that the weak gradient U belongs also to LP. Exercise 1. Prove that C0 gamma is indeed a Banach space. For gamma positive, because gamma equal to 0 is, C0, you can assume it's a Banach space. And indeed, the proof exploits this fact. So let Fk be a Cauchy sequence in C0 gamma of U, the closure of U. Then, if we take Fk to be, this sequence Fk in particular will be Cauchy in the space of continuous functions over the closure of U. And this space is Banach. Therefore, there exists f in C0 such that fk converges to f with respect to the C0 norm, the supremum norm. This means at least that some limit exists. Now, we must prove that this limit indeed is Hilder, gamma Hilder, and the convergence is with respect also to the Hilder semi-norm. Notice that since fk is Cauchy in C0 gamma, then if you take the Hilder incremental ratio of the difference between fk and fm, this is controlled by the Hilder semi-norm of fm minus fk, but this is bounded by epsilon for if you take m and k large enough. Which I mean, said correctly, for every epsilon positive there exists n0, such that for every k and n, m and k larger or equal than n0, the semi-norm, the Hilder semi-norm of fm minus fk is less than epsilon. This is the definition of being a Cauchy sequence in C0 gamma. This means that the absolute value of fm of x minus fk of x minus fm of y plus fk of y over the norm of x minus y to the power gamma is controlled by epsilon for any x and y u different, x different from y. Now, since fm converges to f uniformly in the closure of u, it converges with respect to the C0 norm, in particular it converges pointwise. This means that for every k in n and x, y, in u different, we have that the absolute value of f of x minus f of y over norm of x minus y to the power gamma, triangle inequality, can be controlled by the absolute value of f of x minus f of y minus f of fk of x minus fk of y divided by norm of x minus y to the power gamma, plus absolute value of fk of x minus fk of y over norm of x minus y to the power gamma. But this is equal to a limit as m goes to plus infinity of the absolute value of fm of x minus fm of y minus fk of x minus fk of y over norm of x minus y to the power gamma plus norm of fk of x minus fk of y over norm of x minus y to the power gamma. But this can be controlled by the C0 gamma semi-norm of fm of fm minus fk, and this is as small as you want, less than epsilon for any k larger equal than n0, since m is ready to plus infinity. And this instead, this second term is controlled by the C0 gamma norm of fk, which is bounded because this FK is a Cauchy sequence, so in particular the norms are uniformly bounded. This shows us that F is in C0 gamma view, and also that its C0 gamma is controlled by the liminf of the C0 gamma norm of FK, by the way. Then, to show that we have convergence also with respect to the C0 gamma semi-norm, then simply write, use again this step, basically, so write the absolute value of f of x minus f of y minus fk of x minus fk of y, this should be fk, sorry, divided by norm of x minus y to the power gamma. This is the limit as n goes to plus infinity of absolute value fm of x minus fm of y minus fk of x minus fk of y over norm of x minus y to the power gamma. But this is controlled by the C0 gamma semi-norm of fm of x, fm minus fk. And the instead of the limit, I put a liminf, because, I mean, this sequence has a limit. This might not have, but for sure has a liminf. And since the inequality is true for every m, in particular, it's true for the sequence that gives the liminf. And this quantity is less than epsilon, as long as you take k large enough. In other words, if we pass to the supremum here, we get the C0 gamma no semi-norm of fk minus f, and this will be less than epsilon for k large enough. This means the limit is zero. The limit is k goes to plus infinity.